Please take your Bibles this morning and turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2. And verse 6. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 6 is referring to Psalms chapter 8 and verse 4. In case you want to find out where one certain place it testified that, it's in Psalms 8, 4. Will you stand with me this morning as we read the Word of God? Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. The Bible says, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands." Let's pray. Lord, please bless these people in a way this morning that they know it only came from you. Lord, don't let me do the talking this morning. Lord, please talk through me. And Lord, help me to be a blessing to these people. As always, my prayer, Lord, let me decrease and let you increase this morning. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. The title of the message this morning is He Carried Me. Title of the message is He Carried Me. Now, there's more than four places in the Scripture that we'll be talking about this morning of places where the Lord was lonely, where the Lord had to walk a certain path by Himself. The Lord had to do something that no other person, no other being, no other angelic host, no one else could do but Him. He had to walk that road. And if you look at Hebrews chapter 2, in verse 7, 8, and 9, so we read this morning. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet in verse 8. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. Amen to that. If you look out in this world today, you'd realize that not all things are in subjection to Christ right now. If they were in subjection to Christ, we would be in a sinless world. And we are certainly not in that. Amen. In verse 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. The first place that I see him lonely is in his plea. Now you might say, well, Brother David, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. There was only one man that could go to God the Father and plea for our souls. There's only one. There's only one man that could go to God the Father and say, Father, I still love them. No matter what they do to you, no matter what they've done to me, I still love them. He went to the Heavenly Father and said, Father, I see these people down here and I know that they're cursed people. I know that they're wicked people. I know that the whole world has fallen under an evil spell. I see that. But in that lonely walk into the throne room of God, I'll go. Please let me go. Let me go and save my people. Amen. Let me go and reconcile them to you. I see that lonely road that Jesus walked in his plea for you and his plea for me. The second place I see that he walked alone was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now listen, there's more places in this, please don't misread me, that Jesus could only do it by himself. But I picked out four of them. And the second one that I picked out was in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you'll turn over to Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, Gethsemane is only mentioned twice in the Scriptures. But we all know where that place is. In Matthew 26, verse 36, the Bible says, Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further, and he did this by himself, and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He came back to his friends, and his friends were asleep. Folks, he walked into the garden alone. Ha. Do you know what he was doing there? He wasn't just saying, Lord, please let this cup pass from me. He knew he would have to drink of it. He wasn't saying, Lord, please, I'm too afraid to do it. He knew that he would have to do it, and there was not a scared bone in Jesus' body. What was he doing there? He walked alone into that garden. And he did it to pray, because he knew that what he was doing was saving our souls. I can't take another step. I'm doing this by myself, and I know what's coming. And Heavenly Father, I see what's coming. I had a young man come to me one time in my office and say, you know, I would have a lot more respect for Jesus Christ. That would have ended the conversation right there for me. If he would not have known what the end was going to be. Isn't that crazy? I said to him, when you go to the dentist, you know you're not going to die. But do you still like going to the dentist? You know the outcome's going to be okay. But does that make the dentist any more fun? I hate the dentist. If any of you are dentists in here, I apologize, but I do not like the dentist. I think the dentist is Satan's emissary. Every time I go in there, please put me to sleep. Because if you don't, we're fighting. That drill turns on, and so do my adrenaline. It's bad news for me. I'd see little 8-year-old girls walk out, no problem. He's okay. I walk in. That 8-year-old girl made it out all right. Yeah. He walked into Gethsemane alone. He prayed alone. Because he was the only one that could pray the prayer that he prayed that day. He prayed it alone. In a time when maybe he would have enjoyed his friends to be there with him. Maybe he would have enjoyed his friends to watch just this 1 hour. Just one time could they have watched with me, yet Jesus was in the garden alone. Because he was the only one that could be there. Third place. I'm moving fast, aren't I? That's not going to be done, though. Third place was to Calvary. He walked alone to Calvary. He walked that lonely road with the cross on his back after being beaten worse than any man ever and ever will be. He walked that road up to Calvary's hill and carried that cross alone. Yes, I know somebody picked it up off his back and carried it for him a little ways, but trust me, no one could take the cross but Christ. No one could take that road up to Calvary but him. Glory to God, he took it for us, and I'm happy about that, but he took it alone. When the people around him should have been cheering him, should have been begging them to take him down off the cross because he was God in the flesh, they were chiding him and shouting out, crucify him, and they were happy that he was being hung that day. What's amazing to me is he walked it alone, yet he still walked it for you and me. He walked that road alone. If you turn over to Luke chapter 23, verse 33 with me. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And look what he says. Father, forgive them. He walked it alone, still asking for forgiveness for us. It was a lonely place for him, and yet he still asked for your forgiveness, or for the Father's forgiveness for you, your forgiveness. He still asked for you to be forgiven, even though he was being hung on the cross by us. And the last place, number 4, was to glory. He went alone because at that time he couldn't take us with him. His ascension, he went by himself. And the people came back in Acts and said, hey, why stand ye here? Why are you looking up? for this same Jesus shall come again. But he went alone. I got to thinking about this a little bit. And the preacher talked about last week, how about he knew, Psalms 139 talks about he knew our substance before it was any substance. Now, I've got to believe that in the scripture it teaches us that Jesus Christ knows the beginning, before it was ever a beginning, and the end, before it's ever come. Would you agree with that? He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the I Am. Now, he calls himself the I Am, in my opinion, because he is. You can't put a time frame on him. He just is. He's the I Am. I am. I always am. It's hard to explain Christ. Don't try to figure him. He just am. He always am. Okay? It's good stuff. I love this. Well, if he knows the end, brother, and he knows the beginning, I'm going to get excited here in a minute. Because as I got putting this together, he wasn't alone when he walked those places. He wasn't alone. I'm going to give you an illustration. I'm going to try to give you an illustration. I'm getting older and fatter. It's going to be hard for me to do this. Jemmy, stand up on this chair right here, please. This is so good. I love this. Stand up on the chair. Yeah, that's good, because I don't want you spurring me out of the chute here. Come on.
What am I doing?
You're on my back, son. Get on my back. Do Filipinos have piggyback rides? Is that something against your religion? Now, I want you to envision something with me. I won't do this for long. I didn't know you was this heavy. Less rice. Where's mom at? Less rice. I want you to see something with me. You say, how's this possible? Because the Lord did it. I want you to see something. I want you to see the Lord walking into the throne room of God. I want you to see who's on his back. I want you to see who he carried to the Heavenly Father and said, Lord, Father, if you don't let me go, he can't come to you. Father, if you don't let me go, he can't come to you. If you don't let me go, if you don't let me go down to heaven, and I know they knew this. Please don't misread me. I know that God the Father knows, and I know that Jesus knew. Please don't think that I'm trying to say that they didn't know something. They knew. It's nothing's ever occurred to God. But what occurs to me is, when he went to the Heavenly Father that day, when he went into that throne room that day, he was carrying me. Amen. When he went to the throne room that day, I was on his back. By the way, let be known that you ducked out, not me. Go ahead and sit down. What you got to understand is he went to the throne room. He went to the throne room of God with you on his shoulders, with you on his back. How personal is Christ to you? By the way, he didn't go to the throne room of God with a saved person on his back. Please hold on to that. He didn't go to the throne room of God to beg of you from the Heavenly Father. He didn't go there when you were a good person. He didn't go there when you were a perfect person. He didn't go there when you were a righteous person. He didn't go there when you were a churchgoer. He didn't go there when you were somebody that prayed and gave tracts out and witnessed and gave offering and gave tithe. He didn't go to the Heavenly Father when you were all those things. When did he go to the Heavenly Father? He went to there when you were undone. He went there when you were wicked. He went there when you were a sinner that had no hope. He carried me. He carried me in his plea. He carried me to his Father and said, Father, if I don't go, Brother Dave could never be saved. I've got to go. If it was only me, put yourself on his back. Put yourself on his shoulders. If it was only you, he still would have walked. If it was only you, he still would have made the steps. Glory to God. He went into Gethsemane and he prayed. He prayed, knowing that this young man needed him. Can you get a hold of that? He wasn't praying for the people of that time, Brother Tom, only. He wasn't praying that the Father would save just them, brother. He wasn't praying, Jimmy, that you wouldn't fall off my back and die right here. He was praying because he knew that if he didn't sweat great drops of blood there, he knew that if he didn't walk that extra few feet and go to the Father in prayer, if he didn't go to Gethsemane that day, would we be left undone? He had to go. He had to take the step. He said, I've got Myrtle Dice down there, and I know someday she's going to be here, and I know that if I don't take these steps and suffer the agony and the Father forsaking me, she'll never have a chance.
Amen.
And what we do in church is we decide how good we are. We decide in our finite human minds that we're worth having. And we're God's lucky that we're here. Because without us, how could the work of God proceed? Folks, the lonely steps he took, he wasn't so alone. He had you with him. See, I'm going to read a poem to you just for a minute. You've heard this, I'm sure. But I want you to hear the words, and then I want you to look at this in a different way. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times of his life. This really bothered him. He questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my son, my precious child, I love you. I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you. Let me help you today. It wasn't just those times when there's only one set of footprints. See, he knew that Bobby Shell someday was going to need a Savior. And it was then that the footprints start. The footprints don't start at your birth. He knew about you long before you came to this earth. The footprints start way back in the beginning, when Christ is in the beginning, a place that we don't even know. He could see the end. He could see what you needed. He could see, and he knew the path that he had to take. And although at the time when I started doing this, I thought, oh, why did he have to walk alone? Oh, I wouldn't have got that. I'd have been there. I would have taken the steps with him. You don't understand. You didn't have to take the steps with him. He was carrying you. He was carrying you at this time. He was carrying you down to this earth. He was carrying you when he came down to be born a baby. He carried you there. Because if he's not born, he can't die. I've often thought about this. Can you imagine what the air smells like in heaven? Whew. We don't have a purifier to make air like that. The sweetness, the perfection of air in heaven. Now think about this. What did Jesus smell? The first smell when he was born. Grab a hold of that for a minute. The best we had to offer him was the smell of a stall. I look at that and I say, you know, that's about what he got with me. That smell. That stall. That's about what he got with me. It's kind of neat that he carried me there because that's where I was. That's what I was worth. Does anybody remember what it was like before you got saved? See, what I want you to understand is this. You need to have that. A lot of people say, well, just forget your past. Just forget what it was about. Just forget. No, I want you to hold it. Because if you can remember what you were, it'll help you to become what you are. If you can remember where you come from, it'll help you to go further. Where much is forgiven, there's much love. Let me tell you, Christ had to carry me an awful lot in my life to get me to where I am today, which is absolutely nowhere. But he carried me here because he cared about somebody who's a punk kid with hair down to the middle of his back, an earring in his ear, drinking as much as I could, disobedient to parents, a rebel. But he still carried me. Amen. Glory to God, that's good stuff. If you can't get excited about that, check your pulse. But I'm going to tell you right now, woo-hoo, if you think you were good enough to be on his back, if you think we were smart enough to be on Christ's back, we are a worthless people, but he still, glory to God, carried you to earth. Glory to God, he carried you to Gethsemane. He carried you there. He carried you to Calvary. Oh, just the things he did up until Calvary would have been enough for me. Just the taking, just to have people curse at him. Could you imagine that, Joshy boy? Knowing that's Christ and cursing him? If he just took the cursing for me, not the beating, just the cursing, that would have been enough. Lord, you don't deserve that from me. You don't deserve that kind of thing. But he put me up on his back. No, I've got to take one more step, Brother Dave. I let him call me Brother Dave. That's a joke. He got me on his back and he kept walking another step. The movies and the TVs talk about him stumbling. I'm not certain he stumbled. I'm not certain he stumbled. I think he took every step. He took a step, Brother Ed, one more to Calvary. Because if I don't take this next step, Brother Ed's not going to get a chance to go. If I fall off to the wayside, Brother Coolidge won't get a chance to go. I've got to go. Brother Carey won't get a chance to go if I don't go another step. I've got to go. I know he's on my back, and I know I have to walk this alone, but glory to God, I've got a reason, because all these people that are on my back is the reason that I've got to go. I'm going to tell you right now, don't you? I know this is nothing new. I know this may not tickle your ears, but I got news for you. Don't forget what Christ did for you. Woo! I can't even fathom that piggyback ride. Don't know why he did it. It's amazing to me. I preached a message one time about he's surrounded by perfection. He's surrounded by angels calling out his name. Hosanna in the highest. Everybody's perfect, clean, white. Nobody's sinning against God. Nobody's bad there. Everything's perfect. Millions of them, innumerable people that are worshiping him. Why did you come down here for me? I'm worthless. I'm a sinner. I'm evil. Why would you come? Because I had to. Because I love you. Because I want you to be with me. I created these men, these angels. Yes, I did. And they are perfect. I'm so thankful for that. But they're not who I want. I want you, David. I want you to look at me and call me your God. I want you to look at me and love me the way that I've loved you. I want you to realize who I am and just who you are. That's who I want. That's who I want is you. Glory to God. He took us all the way to Calvary. Imagine the people on his back. Maybe it wasn't the cross that was too heavy. Maybe it was us. Man, that's good stuff. Amen. Maybe it was us. Maybe I was too heavy. Whew. I'd get on your back, son, but I know you'd stumble down the ray. I mean, I'm hoping the Lord can do a weight loss plan for the rapture. Gravitational pull of the earth might be thrown out when I get called up. Whoa, hold on. We have to hold that earth in a spot for a second. 600 pounds just left the earth. Oh. He took us all the way to Calvary on his back. The last place. This is so good. He hasn't taken us there yet. But it's coming. We know that this world is getting worse all the time. We know that. We know how crazy this world is. We understand. We understand that sin is getting worse. I'm pretty sure that you understand that. But not only, he carried me in his plea. He carried me to Gethsemane. He carried me to Calvary. Glory to God. One day he's going to carry me to glory. And the thoughts and the wishes and the intents of the heart are going to change that day. Your thoughts of what you thought you were and who you thought you were are going to change that day. That day, sin will be removed from your presence that day. That day, you're going to decide that, hey, I got a glorified body. Woohoo! I don't have to worry about cupcakes anymore. I've got a glorified body. I don't have to worry about appendicitis. I don't have to worry about prefacing anything. I don't have to worry about all those things. I'm telling you right now, I don't have to worry about Superman. I've got Jesus now. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you right now, you can get yourself mired down in this world all you want, but understand this. The footprints in the sand are still walking today, and you're still riding on the back of Christ. I'm going to tell you right now, you can get us upset and mad and tired of this world as you want. But you understand one thing. There's a day that Christ is going to do one big jump up in the air with you, and he's going to pull you right up into heaven with him. And he's going to carry you to glory. Streets of gold. I gotta believe most of the women in this room right now have their shoes off. I gotta believe that that's where it's gonna be when you get to heaven. Take them shoes right off. I don't want anything coming between me and transparent gold. And you know what's great? The smell of my feet will be gone. That in itself is a miracle. Stinky feet. I don't know what it is. Walking on the streets of gold. We work so awfully hard to get this gold and these jewels around our neck. Those are studs in heaven, 2x4s, paving material. Can you imagine following the paving truck in heaven, all the gold being poured out of it? Wow. No potholes in heaven, amen? No Cleveland DOT in heaven, amen? No salt trucks in heaven, amen? Unless you like snow. I don't know how the Lord's going to work that out. Do you ever think about that for a minute? There's a diverse crowd. Some people like snow, some people don't. I wonder if just your place is going to have snow. If it is, you're not going to get a lot of visitors. You may want it that way. I hope Lizzie likes snow. Did you ever think about heaven for a minute? Think about that. Oh, we talk, it's so bad. Yeah, I get that. You want to get yourself out of a depressed state? Put yourself on Jesus' back for a minute. You want to get yourself out of a depressed state? You let him carry you for a minute. It was then that I carried you. No, it was always that he's carried you. He's always had you on his back. He's always done things for you. He's always gone the extra mile to make sure that you've got a future with him. Amen. He's always done that. Never been a time when Christ has decided, you know what, the load's too heavy. Get off. Yeah. There's never been a time when he's just said, you know what, I'm done. I can't do it no more. Never been a time. He's like, well, more people are being born all the time. He's throwing more and more on his back all the time. Just keep coming. I'm God. I can take it. The pile just keeps getting higher of people that he's had to put on his back. Glory to God for that. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. Man, why would he do that? Think about that for a minute. If he gave me a tent, not even a tent, sleeping bag, just let me be there, Lord. Can you just let me be in heaven? Kids, I know you've got your whole world in front of you, but believe it or not, you're not indestructible. Believe it or not. And I think we've got some of the greatest, brightest, great future kids that we've ever had come through here. But can you understand one thing? This life is but a vapor. Don't get wrapped up in this life. Don't. I've never seen sometimes the kids react, oh, I just can't make it through another day. Did you see what he said about that girl? I liked him. She's not supposed to like him. Now he's gone, and I don't know what I'm going to do anymore. Let me tell you something, folks. This world, you should start treating this world as what it is. We're just sojourners here. We are just passing through. The Lord does not have you on his back to complain, to whine. He does not have you on your back for that. He's got you on his back because he loves you. Amen. And he's going to prepare a place for you. He's taking you to glory to be with him. Uncle Steve, can you grab a hold of that? He wants you to be with him. Can you imagine someday being able to embrace Christ? I don't know if he'll let us do that. I don't know what heaven, I don't know all the answers about heaven. I really don't. But boy, would it be unbelievable to have the arms with the wounds in his hands wrap around your carcass and say, man, it's good to have you here. Wow. Can you imagine walking up to Christ and getting to see his eyes? The look, the refiner's look, the look of love that you've never seen before, Brother Coolidge. No, nobody's ever been able to give that look, Brother Eddie. The look of love so much that he was willing to give everything for you. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to look into his eyes? Wow. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the glass is lifted? We now see through a glass darkly. We can't see real good down here. We don't know everything that's going to happen. They say we only use, 2% of our brains? Whatever that is. Jemmy uses 1.5. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to have the 98% unloaded? To be able to see through the eyes of a glorified body? Amen. How many in here have ever had an ache and a pain? My hands are up 75 times. Can you imagine what it's going to be like to not have that pain anymore? Can you imagine what it's going to be like to never hear the words cancer or heart attack ever uttered again? We get so wrapped up in this world, folks. It seems to me that we jump off the Lord's back for a little while. Lord, I'll walk alone, thank you. I don't need you today, God. I'm just going to walk by myself. I'd like to get alone. And in that way, I can figure things out for myself. Do you know what's down this road? Depression, anxiety, worry, fear. The things that we struggle with so much. You know what? I just soon crawl right back up on top. Let Jesus carry you for a while. Let him take you to places that he would take you. Let him take you and do things that he would have you to do. Don't try to live this life on your own. the footprints in the sand, they talk good about the life that's here, but I've got news for you folks. You've got a future there. It sure would be great to stay on his back the whole time. Lord, don't just be with me. I want to be with you. I'm so happy that I got the Lord. I'm thankful for that, but I want to stay right by him. I don't want him to go away from me. I just like to hold right on to him, grab up on his back. Lord, you just take me where you want to take me. Lord, you just do with my life what you want to do. Lord, I was nothing before you came to me. I'm no more now except you're in me. Do you realize that saved people get crazy sometimes? Well, I've been saved for many years now, Brother Dave, and I just believe that I've become a mature Christian that doesn't need any help from anybody anymore, and I'm so smart now that, Wednesday night church isn't that important to me anymore because I just get so much scriptural knowledge on my own reading at home. And I just believe I've just been saved long enough where I can do that is the biggest load you'll ever hear in your life. I'm 36 years old. I promise you I won't be able to give you anything you haven't heard before. I'm just a young kid. But you know what? I'm letting God speak through me right now, and I promise you, God's got something you do need to know. What's amazing is we take the piggyback ride so for granted. Well, he saved me. Now I'm great. He saved me. He must want me for something because he saved me. I must be needed. No. He saved you because he loves you. That's it. He loves you. He would love you to serve him, but he loves you whether you serve him or not. That's not an outlet for you, by the way. Woo-hoo. I don't have to serve no more. Thank you, Brother Dave, for saying that. Did we miss the piggyback ride to glory? Now, hold on to this now. I'm almost done. You'll live. Did you miss what the first part of the piggyback ride was? Did you miss that? People that just want to warm a pew? Did you miss that? People that don't care about serving God? Did you miss that? People don't care about anybody else getting on the piggyback ride? Did you miss the first three stops? The stops with the plea for God. Please, Lord, let me go. Let me go down to earth to save his soul. Did you miss the Gethsemane sweating great drops of blood because he knew that he had to be forsaken by his father for you to be able to ride on his back? Let me ask you a question, Eddie. Would you forsake your father? I wouldn't forsake my father. I love you folks. I wouldn't turn my back on my dad for you. But Christ did, and he knew his father was going to have to turn his back on him because he stood there and drank the cup of all of our sins. While you were weighing on his back, look, all of our sins. I'm going to tell you, it took him an hour to get through mine. Look, drank all the sins of all the people out of that cup. And we're going to complain about him here? Goes to Calvary. Dies on the cross. And we're going to complain? I can't fathom what we're going to feel like when we get to glory. See, I've heard a lot of preachers say, I'm just going to run right up and give him a great big hug. No, you're not. You are not. I would love to be able to give him a hug someday, but I promise you, what you're going to do is this. You are not going to be able to look him in the eye. I don't care how good you are. You're not going to be able to look him in the eye. Because he's got years, trust me, he's got years somewhere numbered where you weren't quite so good for him. He's got a whole Dewey Decimal System for me. You could go to the library and pull out every box, and I got something in there where I didn't serve Christ right. And you know what he's going to do with it? Oh. He's going to forget it. He's going to forget everything you ever did to him. He's going to forget everything you didn't do for him. He's going to forget the things that you said about him. He's going to forget the things that you've said about others. He's going to forget the things that you should have said to somebody that you didn't. And he's going to put you on his back. He's going to let you live the rest of your days in eternity with him without the knowledge of what you were, just with the knowledge of what you are. Amen. And we're going to take a minute, even a second of the day, say, Lord, what were you thinking? I'm sure if you've never done that before, I'm glad. I do that a lot. Lord, what were you thinking? Lord, why did you give a 26-year-old cancer? Lord, why did you do this in my life? Lord, why aren't my finances right? Lord, why didn't you do... I'm going to tell you right now, quit looking at him for excuses and get on his back. Get on his back and let him carry you. You know why the Bible says my yoke is easy and the burden light? You know why he says that? Because he's carrying it. He's carrying it. Not too hard to carry a pail of water if you're not carrying it. How many have had their kids do something? I'm going to tell you right now, my kids are my remote control. Natalie, get me a pop. Natalie, do this. Natalie, go over to the church, do this. Natalie, do this. Natalie, do this. Natalie, do this. Why, Dad? Because I own you. Is there any other reason that we need? I own you. You live under my roof. You obey my rules, and you go get that for me right now.
You're just a lazy.
Hey, I'm lazy, but you're going to have kids someday too, and you'll be saying, go do this, go do this, go do this. Hey, get older, dummy. I can't help you. While you're young, you're mine. That's funny. Think about that the other way, though. All the Lord wants is for you to serve him. Right. Click out his little remote control. Lizzie, click, 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 click. Lizzie only has a real small remote control. This is real little. Her little legs get going. All he wants you to do is serve him just a little bit. All he wants you to do is just be a little obedient and let him carry you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. He carried me in his plea. I was there. I don't understand, Abra. How are you there? You weren't even born yet. You don't have to be born for God to know you. I'm going to tell you right now. He carried me. He carried me to Gethsemane. He carried me to Calvary. And glory to God, someday he's going to carry me to glory.
That's right. Amen.
And I tell you right now, I'd just as soon stay right where I am when I get there too. Lord, just carry me. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Jesus, please help us to put into perspective our lives. Help us to realize, Lord, what you've done for us. Help us to realize, Lord, what we were before we came to know you. Help us, Lord, to understand that without you, we're not who we are. Because of who you are, that makes us what we are. Lord, help us to go from day to day realizing that we need to ride on your shoulders, realizing that the steps we take on our own, if we take them without you, we're taking the wrong steps. Lord, help us to always recall your plea. Help us to always recall the garden that day. Help us to always remember Calvary. Lord, help us to always look forward to glory. Lord, let us love you more today than we've ever loved you before, just realizing and grabbing a hold of who you are and what you've done. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, please. If you're lost in here today, can I help you? He took those steps for you. He's still carrying you. Folks may not agree with that, but when I was lost, he carried me. He was waiting for the day when I would realize the place that I was in, understand that I was lost, repent of that sin, and come to Him for salvation. He knew that day was going to come. Folks, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, don't take another step. Don't take another step. Realize that He died for you, just you. Realize that He loves you, just you. And realize He wants to give you a ride that I guarantee you, you'll never forget. If you don't know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're going to heaven, you are more than likely going to hell. Hell is a real place. Not prepared for you, but people still go there. People aren't supposed to go there. Wasn't prepared for them. It was a place for the devil and his angels. But a lot of people go there by choice. Folks, the Lord's giving you a chance today. If you don't know Him as Savior, He's giving you a chance today at this minute to accept Him as your Lord and Savior. He wants you to do that. You don't have to turn cartwheels. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to have had a perfect life up until this point, because I promise you, you'll never attain that anyhow. All He wants you to do is climb on board. That's all He wants. Realize who He is and who you are. If you don't know for sure that you're going to heaven when you die, could you raise that hand up real high, please? Raise it up real high. I'm not going to come to you. I'll just pray for you. I promise you, I'll pray for you. Because if you don't know of 100% sure, you don't have assurance. If you don't have assurance, good night. All those steps He took, and you're going to ignore it? What are you going to let come between you and heaven? What are you going to let come between you and glory? What are you going to let come between you and the steps that He took? That's what you got to ask yourself. What are you going to let come between you and those steps? Well, if I don't see any hands, that must mean everybody's saved in here. I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you're all saved in here, you better realize where you're at right now. You're sitting on a heap of people that are on the back of Jesus Christ. And He's getting ready someday to carry us to glory. And I believe that's coming very soon. And what we've got to understand is one simple truth. That while we're here, our job is to tell others about this wonderful ride that we have been on. Our job is to tell others about Him carrying us. And the steps that He thought He took alone, or I thought He took alone, but it turns out He took them with me. He carried me. We've got to get fired up for Christ, realize what He's done, and never forget it. Dear Lord, I've done the best I can. Lord, You're going to have to take the invitation from here. Lord, please be with these folks and help them to realize just who they are and where they are. I thank You, Lord, for speaking through me. And Lord, thank You so much for carrying me. I know my load has been heavy on You. I know that I haven't done the things that You'd want me to do all the time. But Lord, I'm so thankful that You never tire. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You never lose Your compassion for me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You never stop up Your mercy towards me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You never dry up Your compassion for me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You continue to have tears just for me. I'm so thankful, Lord, that You never dry up Your love for me. Lord, please continue to work through Bethel Baptist Church in a special way. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Eddie's going to sing a verse with you. I'm going to go back and get ready to baptize. We've got several to baptize today.